Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'd like to begin by sharing a passage from Psalm 31:19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear, revere, and worship you. Goodness which you have wrought for those who trust and take refuge in you before the sons of men. Praise God. We've been ministering on conquering fear, and I'd like to continue on in that theme. When we look at the life of David, he was attacked on every side, it seemed, but he trusted in the Lord and he prayed for God's victory, although there were many times it seemed he would surely be destroyed. But God was faithful. So God will be faithful to stand with you and I, brother and sister, and fight for us when we trust, revere, and worship Him. Let me read another passage of Scripture found in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 13 through 18. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. It's amazing to think of, isn't it? Verse 18, and this is what we want to emphasize. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He hath that feareth is not made perfect in love. On yesterday's broadcast, the day before, I shared various definitions of various kinds of fear. And beloved, no matter whether it's extreme terror or panic, or whether it's just anxiety or stress, none of them are a very pleasant emotion. And there's no fear in love. That's what the scripture tells us. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. Now, let's look for a moment at a couple words that we can relate much to in today's world that we live in. One is anxiety or anxious. What does anxious mean? Well, it means worried or strained about some uncertain event or matter, uneasy, attended with showing or causing such worry, full of anxieties. Some are listening to me right now and are experiencing that because of things that have happened not only in your life, but in the lives of loved ones or your circumstances. Anxiety means a state of uneasiness and distress about future uncertainties, apprehension, worry. Anxiety suggests feelings of fear and concern detached from objective sources, feeding themselves, as it were. In fact, you've probably heard sometimes we worry about things and are anxious about things that will never happen, but that doesn't mean that they're not in our minds and causing us great distress and upset. Worry implies a persistent doubt or fear that produces strong mental stress. Care, or cares, often in the plural, implies mental oppression of varying degree arising from heavy responsibilities. What did Jesus say? He said, cast all your cares, or this is what the word says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. But Jesus did say, he said, stop being anxious and worried about your life. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, or worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Therefore, do not worry, be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? Verse 32 says, for the Gentiles or heathen wish for and crave and diligently seek after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But listen to this. This is the key. But seek for, aim at, or strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? That means his way of doing and being right. And then, if you do that, all these things taken together will he give you besides. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. That's Matthew 6:31 through 34. Daily cares often create anxiety, fear, and frustration. Many times, that anxiety, if allowed to dominate our life, is turned into anger, and that anger can go in many different directions. Anger at God, anger at the church, the pastor, other Christians, each other, life in general, and thereby immediately opening the door to further strife, trouble, and worry. Let's see what Luke the 10th chapter, verse 39 and 41 says. A familiar passage, I trust. And she had a sister called Mary. This was, Jesus had entered into a certain village and Martha received them into their home. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me as to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Praise God. And then in Galatians, the 20th verse of Galatians, the second chapter, Paul tells us, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. Another passage I'll share with you, Philippians 4. This should encourage all of our hearts. Verses 6 through 9. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and then there's a little prepositional phrase there, with thanksgiving. Do we do that when we pray? With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Praise God. Beloved, we have to come to the place that we believe, accept, understand, and act on who God says we are, and believe who we are in Christ. Every day we ought to affirm that Christ Jesus lives in us. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. And then in Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 16 through 21. Let me share that with you. Trust a very familiar passage of Scripture. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we need to affirm that we are in Christ, that he is with us, he is for us. It means to declare that positively or firmly, to maintain something to be true, to ratify or confirm. And we need to daily affirm what Christ is in us and what he has done for us. Well, we're going to be sharing and continuing on tomorrow on how we can walk in that victory of conquering all forms of fear, because, beloved, God does not want you troubled. He doesn't want you anxious. He loves you so much, and he wants you set free. And so as you study the Word of God, as you affirm it, and as you believe God, and also it's important to ask for prayer. Sometimes there's just a strength and a power that comes from agreeing prayer. And if you're being troubled by any kind of fear or stress or anxiety, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information, and I will personally pray for you with faith, believing God for every bondage of that fear to be broken off of you. I wish I had more time to share, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you, and thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial help. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.